I think the media have a very critical role, essentially, in communicating to the rich and particularly the elites, the people who are at the top of the pile, their responsibility and their enlightened self-interest, what they can do to bring about the change. I mean, one example I give you is the concept of millennium consumption goals, which I have proposed in the UN. And that is basically saying that the top 20 percentile of the world's population, 1.4 billion consumers and producers, consume more than 85% of our resources. So they're at the top of the pile, enjoying the benefits of globalization and the global system. They should also be more responsible and more accountable. Why? Because this system could collapse. Increasingly, we are seeing signs of stresses. And therefore, they have more at stake than anybody else. And all that is required are small changes at the moment, that if they can reduce their consumption 10-15% without affecting their quality of life at all. They can have the good life, make those changes, plant a tree, use fluorescent light bulbs, turn off their taps, whatever. Then the world can become more sustainable. We have more resources for the poor, and we can bring about the managed change. Otherwise, I fear that we could go off the edge of the cliff, in which case the poor and the rich are all in the same Titanic, which is sinking together, whether you're in the bottom deck or the top deck.